welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thank you for listening to this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. On Monday, November 2nd, head coach Gary Kubiak addressed the media in his weekly day-after press conference. He had a lot of good things to say following the 31-10 thrashing of the Bills, but he had to start on a sour note and update the media on the status of tight end Owen Daniels.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Can you give us the rundown on Owen Daniels?
Yeah, you know, OD tore his ACL. Visited with him here about an hour ago before he left. They're going to let the swelling get the swelling down here over the course of the next 10, 12 days and schedule surgery. So surgery will probably be in about 2 weeks, Mark. But obviously he's done for the season, and big blow to our football team. You know, just feel bad for him. Boy, he's having a tremendous season, a special football season, and we're going to miss him big time. But he'll get well. He'll be back. He's a worker, and he'll be back better than ever.
What about the guys behind him and how they're going to fit in, and what to do about that third tight end?
Yeah, let me go through this real quick. It might clear up some. James Casey had a scope this morning too. He had a scope, and he will be out this week. We hope to have him back after the bye, so we're hoping that 3-week turnaround right there gets him back on the field to help us. So that gets us down to two. If that answers your question. Barber's got an ankle. He'll be day to day. Who else? Delwan. Delwan has an MCL sprain. He's day-to-day. Xavier has an ankle. Know more about him to the middle of the week. So, you know, we came out of the game with some issues, obviously, and tight end the biggest issue, knowing that we go forward with just two this week. So, you know, we got some things to look at as we move forward and obviously have a roster spot to fill. So we'll see.
We'd definitely be bringing in another one.
A tight end?
Yeah.
Well, it's obviously an option. It's something we're looking at right now, John. But at the same time, I think the most important thing is we've got to get ready to play this game. You know, what gives us the best chances this week to go to Indy and be successful. So whether that means bringing in another guy or bringing up a guy or, you know, however we go about that, I think we're week to week right now.
Do you trust Hill to do the things that need to be done at the second spot?
Well, I mean, he's a very young player, and, you know, obviously we haven't had the luxury of suiting four guys. We have been impressed with his work. I mean, he's a physical player. Is he ready to go? I don't know. We'll see. But it's time for him to go, and this is a tough spot for him to get started down in Indy and this football game and this crowd noise. But, hey, that's part of the game. So that's what we drafted him for, and we got to bring him a long way. Brian's got to do a good job with him, but it's time for him to play.
How much does that eliminate what y'all like to do with multiple formations, multiple tight ends?
Well, we got to get even more flexible now, John. I think we've done that here over the course of last month with some of the things we're doing offensively with some issues, like I said, with the guards and those type of things. Now we've got another thing we got to deal with, but you know, however we got to move the ball, John, that's what we got to look at. You know, how do we go to Indy and move the ball and find a way to score some points? So, but we've got, you know, Joe played good in the game. He'll play well for us. Obviously, he's got to continue to snap for us. So we've got some more adjusting to do as an offensive coaching staff.
Will he continue? So he will continue to snap?
Yeah, I think that's the best option right now, John. He will. Obviously, we've got to get him some rest in some other areas of special teams because he's been doing everything, even when he's not snapping. So that's something we have to do. But I think going into this game, it's still best that he's the guy. And obviously this week, Rick, we'll probably look at some snappers. We'll look at some tight ends. We've obviously got a lot of guys to work out to try to solve some issues.
What about Dreesen? Can you describe him, what you like about him?
Well, he does a little bit of everything, John. I mean, he's a guy that can play a lot of football with limited reps. I mean, he went in yesterday and played 52 plays of offense and snap, punt snap, field goal snap, cover kicks. I mean, the kid was on the field probably almost 80 football plays when it was all said and done. So he's just very, very flexible. He can do a little of both as a tight end, on the line of scrimmage, as a receiver. You know, big opportunity for him in his career. So, you know, we got to use him the right way, and he's got to step up and, you know, great opportunity for him as a player.
Did Casey have cartilage damage?
Meniscus, yeah.
And what about the running backs?
Now, let me say this about James, too, while you mentioned that. Boy, I was impressed. I mean, he played 42 plays in the game, and he was hurting. So what he did yesterday for his teammates, and he made a couple of big plays for us in the game, very impressive for him not to come off that field yesterday. He gave it up for his teammates. I tell you, it was impressive. So that makes me feel even better about getting him back in 3 weeks because how he was able to do that yesterday just tells me his physical toughness. What Gary, was the question, what? John? The backs. How they play, which way are we going?
Which way are you going?
Well, we'll see, John. I mean, I'm going to play them all, and I'm in no hurry to make that decision, but obviously we're going to need all three of them. We'll go to practice. We'll work them all. We'll make a decision when we get to Indianapolis.
You mentioned yesterday about Moats being smaller. How is he as a blocker? Can blocking keep him off the field at a pass rush like this?
Well, obviously, protecting Matt is a huge priority for us with any back we have back there. So, yeah, that's a big concern. And, I would say that Ryan and Steve are, about the same from that standpoint, size-wise and what they're able to do in protection mode. Chris is probably a little better than both of them. And, y'all, I mean, that's why we have Chris in a lot of those situations. But the bottom line is they got to all be able to do it. And, so we'll work all three of them.
Gary, what did you tell Steve, or did you have to talk to him after the game?
I didn't talk to him personally. I talked to him in front of the team. I told him in front of the team to keep his chin up, that we need him and we're going to need him. But, let's face it. I mean, Nick, it's got to get fixed. The only guy that can fix it is Steve. And we're all trying to help him to do what we can do. But, it's got to get fixed to be able to go out there and help our football team win, which he can do. He can help us win. But, it's just disappointing. It's way too many.
How is Moats as a receiver compared to Slayton?
I'd say hands-wise, they both have great hands, John. I mean, Steve's obviously a dual threat. He can go outside like a receiver and run some routes, which y'all have seen us do with him. And the play that he fumbled on yesterday, he ran a great route. So got a little more confidence from Steve in that standpoint. So we may get down to play him on downs, how we play him on downs, first down, second down, third down. That could be part as we move forward, but we'll see.
Coach, can you talk about Antonio Smith and how he's improved and how he's playing right now?
He's one of our players of the game on defense. He's playing very well. He's much more active in what we're doing. With the interception that Jock got, he had a lot to do with that, with his pressure on the quarterback. But Antonio seems to be getting better every week for our football team. So that's very encouraging. We all played very good up front yesterday, and he was the leader of the pack. Sean Cody continues to get better, too.
How do you feel about being you personally, after you've taken a lot of heat, you've been through a lot of bad times here, to be at the best record this team's had?
Well, I mean, I like the way we battled through our issues here early in the season, John. So obviously, a few weeks ago we were staring at, what, 4 out of 5 on the road and had a, 2-2 record at that time, I think, or something like that. So obviously we worked very hard to get ourselves in decent shape. And, we're there right now with 5 wins at the halfway mark. But obviously, we got a tough, tough road to hold, and it's none bigger than starting this week on the road against Indy. So a lot of division games coming up. I think our next 3 are all division games, if I'm correct.
Can you talk a little bit more about the challenges of going to Indy?
Well, first off, going to Indy is number one challenge. How difficult it is, with their crowd, and they're an undefeated football team. Add that. You got one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game. So those things all kind of add up. But we're looking forward to it. Our guys, like I said, we've got some confidence right now, and we're going to have to dig deep because we've got some issues with our team from an injury standpoint. But I think our guys have learned to try to work through those things, and we're going to have to work through it again this week to be successful. So it's a big, big challenge, Joe.
Do you like the attitude you've seen from your team as they've had some more success?
Well, I think they're working through some things that they wouldn't have worked through before. They're finding ways not to let things just drive them down and affect them over a period of a game or a period of a couple of weeks. And they're understanding that for us to get it done or get to where we want to go, it's going to take everybody. And we've had that issue on offense, starting with the guards, and those guys are stepping up and playing better. And then now we get the issue Steve has had, and Ryan steps up. So now who's going to step up at tight end? So we'll see. But in the long haul, it's about guys doing that. So we'll see how we end up.
Andre said something yesterday like, this is the biggest game of our lives coming up. Do you feel like it's that important?
Well, I think when you get to where your football team's pretty good, they're all big. And it's just nice that we're to the point now where we're playing in some – should play in a lot of big football games here in the second half, and none bigger than the first one. So – that's a nice position to be in. We've been working real hard to do that.
To see the offense overcome such a bad first half, does that give you more confidence in them than maybe you used to have when they would play bad and not overcome it?
Well, I have a lot of confidence in him moving the ball, John. We've been able to adjust, do some adjusting offensively, and still been able to move the football. The turnover issues, they still bother the heck out of me because, you know, we're looking at, I think we're plus two as a team, so you look at that as a positive. But if you really look at the big picture, defensively, we're in the top five of getting turnovers. Offensively, we're in the top five of giving them up. So we still have not improved offensively from that standpoint, and we're not going to get away with that. We won't get away with that in the second half. We won't get away with that as a team throughout this season if we continue that. So that is a big concern for me. But, we have been making some plays. Our defense has kept us in games, and then we responded with a big half yesterday.
I'm sure you don't want to hear this, but if the playoffs started today, you'd be in there. How does it make you feel to be in a position you're in now, especially considering the way you started?
Like I said, John, I'm obviously proud of the fact that the team has battled back from a very difficult start. I mean, when we left the field open today, we didn't feel very good about our football team, and y'all didn't either. And I don't blame you because it was not good. But we worked our way out of that. We worked our way through some issues, and now we get a chance to, do something about it and play some big games. So we'll see. But obviously the football team deserves the credit for getting themselves in the position they're in.
Where do you feel like the offensive line is run blocking through the first eight games?
We're behind where we were last year. We were as good as we've been all year yesterday. I think the group is starting to come together. I think Casey played his best game for us yesterday, and that was his fourth or fifth start. Chris White played very well for us yesterday. That's his second start as a pro. So I think just them growing up together, hopefully they continue to get better. Obviously it was a big step in the right direction yesterday, but we'll have to continue to improve. Our tackles have been consistent all year long.
Do you feel like the guys in the locker room now have a different belief than maybe they've had during your years here, that like they were saying at the half, we believed, well, we're going to come out in the second half, we're going to go out and win this game, as opposed to maybe a different belief during tougher times?
Well, I think that goes back to, going in the tank when things aren't good. And in this league, you're going to have quarters, you're going to have halves where things aren't good, because other teams, they're paid to play too, and they're going to play good football. But I thought yesterday at halftime our football team thought that we should win that game, and if we go out and play the way we're capable of winning or playing, that we would do that. So I was just glad the way they regrouped and the sense of urgency they played with in the second half.
Gary, with Owen going down, should Kevin Walter be a guy that steps up and gets more balls thrown to him?
Well, I think we're going to need them all to step up, John. I mean, we've obviously been playing four receivers. Now we've got to look at options. I mean, there's a possibility we're going to suit five all the time. There's a possibility now you may see us suit six because Glenn's a good special teams player. So obviously the production of catching the football and those type of things have got to continue to come from someplace. Does it come from Joel? Does it get spread out amongst the receivers? We'll see. But it's another adjustment period for us as an offensive coaching staff.
What is the one thing that you've been happiest about the first eight games?
I think the improvement of our defense, John, it's been they've improved every week. After three pretty rough weeks to start the season, and since then we've just continued to improve as a group, tackling, getting turnovers, not giving up big plays. I think that's been the key to where we're at right now. I mean, yesterday we're out of that football game in the first quarter if we're not playing great defense, and we played great defense all day yesterday.
Gary, Jacques Ree's play on T.O. late second quarter and his play overall.
He took a step forward, Mark. I thought he was a little tired. You go back a couple of weeks because he's just getting back off that broken leg. But he's obviously starting to find some confidence. And yesterday, big boost for him. He had a pass breakup on a third down. Of course, the big interception. So, they're playing well as a group. And Quinn, he's playing very well. Dante yesterday. Take two or three plays away from Dante, and it was his best game for us this year. So I just think the group continues to get better.